Okay, I'm back. All right, so I'll present some of the work we've done for Alto and how it might be used for content delivery networks. All right, next slide. Okay, so CDNs are certainly heavily deployed, and their main goal is to optimize how they give how they deliver content to endpoints. One of the major things that they have to do is load balancing amongst the Alto amongst the CDN servers, and also making sure that they can select an appropriate CDN server to serve a particular client. Right? For the latter of those, we can observe that you might be able to use Alto for integrating into for helping to figure out which server you should pick. Right. The other component of this is is not only picking the based on the client's location, but you may be able to use the CDN server status as well. So we'll look at how you might be able to use Alto for delivering that information as well. Next slide. Okay, so the current draft, the scope is looking at there are certainly many components for a CDN, so we're simply looking at how you pick an appropriate CDN server for a particular client. Basically, locating the content and locating an appropriate server to serve the content that it's interested in. There's two main mechanisms in use. One is HTTP redirects, and another one is using DNS. And we consider two different use cases of this. One is where the CDN and the ISP are under the same administrative domain, and another where they're in different administrative domains. Next slide. All right. So the first case we consider is a HTTP redirector. In this case, the client is simply asking the redirector for which cache or which server should I go to fetch the information, or to fetch the desired content. The HTTP redirector can one method is for it to simply have an Alto client, and it contacts with the Alto server, who's using the standard interfaces. So local to the HTTP reader or to the redirector, it can utilize both. It can utilize the information from the Alto client based on the subscriber's location and the location of the cache nodes. Next slide. Okay, something happened in the picture. Okay, so in this case, another possibility is that you can also communicate status updates to the HTTP redirector. So in this case, in addition to the client's location, you can take into account you can take into account information about each of the cache nodes. How much memory is currently being used, how many requests per second it's serving, and you would like to select one that's less loaded, if possible. Next slide. Okay, so in the previous slide, you noticed that the status updates were delivered different from the Alto information. Another possibility that you could consider is if the Alto servers is provided by the CDN provider, this Alto information could also encode the server load information along with its the preferences communicated in the cost map or delivered via the endpoint cost service. In this case, the server status information would be abstracted from the HTTP redirector, but it would only be taken into account in the preferences delivered from the Alto server. Next slide. All right, so the next typical way of implementing CDN is using DNS. So this follows the standard standard method where you resolve use the DNS resolver is going to resolve to eventually figure out which IP addresses are serving this particular domain name, and the DNS server who's answering the question of which IP addresses should CDN.com in this case map to, it can have an Alto client in it. The Alto client will be able to take the address of the requester. Note that this may not be the client, but the proxy might be a good approximation for that, depending on their location. And the Alto client can gather information from an Alto server to map the requesting IP address into an appropriate cache node or to an appropriate CDN server. Next slide. All right. So the situation becomes a little more complex if we have multiple administrative domains. So in this case, the ISP, you can see on the left, and the is performing the DNS resolution. The CDN is provided on the is on the right, and the idea is that the client needs to be mapped to an appropriate CDN server. And the problem is that the path from the CDN to the subscriber is going to cross two administrative domains. So in essentially, there's two sets of costs that could be incorporated here. So in this case, what the draft describes as one of the possible approaches is that you go when you result when this DNS server is going to map, going to provide the IP addresses to answer the query, it tries to compute the total cost from the CDN nodes out to the subscriber, to the requesting subscriber. Right? We describe two methods for doing it in the draft. This is an illustration of one of them, which makes use of special PID attributes to figure out where the, basically trying to piece together the path that would actually be followed. Because there might be multiple exit points or multiple border routers between the two domains, it's not immediately clear what the right cost should be. So the way that it tries to piece together the paths is it figures out which border routers are actually connected together. Then it can compute the cost for each possibility. Right? The draft also describes another way of doing it, which does not use the PID attributes, but instead makes use of the border router IP addresses as well. Next slide. All right, so the other goal of the draft is try to illustrate where we might, what other things might be useful in the protocol for making use of the CDN, right? The draft currently looks at some of the possibilities. These aren't necessarily things that must be implemented in the Alto protocol yet. We need to do a little bit more on the draft to figure out exactly which pieces must be implemented and which ones could be done in other ways. But I'll discuss them briefly here. One is the PID attributes in the last case that might be useful if you really did need to map which border router is, of course, which border routers in two administrative domains are actually paired together. For PID attributes and query, so the other way that you can utilize this is use Alto as a way to, in a sense, discover which CDN nodes are there. In this case, you can have special CDN PIDs which only contain IP addresses with CDN servers. So in that sense, it's using it a bit as discovery, right? That's one possibility for doing it. Another possibility is you do discovery of the CDN servers outside of Alto. If server status information is being taken into account when generating the cost map or answers to the endpoint cost service, then you might need to use a push mechanism in order to update those in more real time, right? So it's about updating server load information as opposed to congestion information at that point. Incremental map updates, if these updates are frequent, then it may not be worthwhile to update the full map every time. So basically a slightly more efficient way of distributing just simple updates to the maps. And also the border router PID attribute, which I think I already mentioned. So that's the current status of the draft. We're looking at, and we'll be updating this as we go on as well. I guess next one. All right, cool.
John Peterson. So could you actually go back a slide? Right. So I guess there was one thing I didn't quite get when I was staring at this, which is, I mean, are you actually proposing that, I understand the Alto service could compute the costs of different paths through those border routers, but what I don't understand is how actually that would then be communicated to whatever cosmic force would actually get the traffic to go through that path once that was chosen for its preferred cost.
Okay. So the way that we have it here, the ISP, I should have mentioned this explicitly, the ISP is going to provide an Alto server. that Alto server is basically going to give the ISP's point of view on its part of the path, right? The computation is done at the Alto server, who's being utilized by the CDN's DNS server. So the DNS server is asking the CDN's Alto client, Alto server, which also has an Alto client, to get information from the ISP, so that DNS server is able to get the picture.
I see. So the CDN is the cosmic force that would actually run syscall sketch JSON. Okay. Okay.
Bhumit Khashnavich, I have a question about the border router. Do you plan to develop the requirements for those, or those will be out of scope?
The drafter currently doesn't take a position on whether that should be added into the protocol or not, because the draft also has another way, which does not use them, right? So currently we're not decided on that, whether it's... So I'm not sure what you mean by in scope or out of scope. It's in scope for this draft. And between the, if we provide PID attributes, right, you could, between two people who actually use the protocol, they could have their own way of encoding attributes, right? It may not be part of the spec, but they could have their own way of encoding, right?
Because some of the next generation routers, they will have embedded features and functionality which can support the caching and also some of the video border functions which are required for video and other advanced services. That's why I'm asking this question. So,
okay.
So it could be like you showed cache and other functions separately, but that those couldn't be embedded in the border routers as a special blade or function. So the question is whether those will be in scope for the border router, or you foresee separate device as a cache servers.
Right now we kept them separate. One of the things that we could probably consider in a future draft is trying to incorporate the devices that you're talking about and into how that might look.
Okay, so for this version of this draft, these are out of scope. Is that a correct assessment?
Right, it's not considered in the current one. Yes.
Yunfei, I just wonder, are you intending to make the CDN and auto interface standardized? I mean, if you want to make the auto services in the CDN domain, how the previous scheduler interact with the auto service, auto server? Is there any change for the scheduler?
By scheduler, do you mean the person?
The CDN scheduler. Because according to my understanding, most of the work done here should be done by the CDN scheduler before, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
and now we have introduced the auto server here. So I'm not sure how it really works, the info between the scheduler and
So in the draft, we talk, there's two parts to that question, right? One is how do you get information from Alto, right? And the other one is how do you use it? In the current draft, we go into a little bit of detail on how a CDN might use them. For example, specifically using the endpoint cost service or the map service as well. So right now, both components of that are discussed in the draft.
Right? So can I understand that you are intended to standardize the CDN scheduling?
No.
Precise?
Right. So this draft is looking at how this might be done, right? I don't think that a particular scheduler needs to be standardized, right? In the same way that we're not standardizing a particular peer selection algorithm for P2P.
Okay. Thanks.
My name is Mikuhara. I have a question, comments on this draft. If I understand correctly, currently CDN some providers has such kind of Akamai type or Limelight type. Is that correct?
What was the second one?
Limelight type.
Limelight.
Yeah. So my question is, your draft is support both type of CDN providers.
If I remember correctly, Limelight uses Anycast, right? Oh. Right now, we don't consider Anycast in this. Mm-hmm. We look at HTTP and DNS instead.
Okay.